you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Because, of course, we know her from the Patrick Swayze movie, and she was such a revelation in that movie, and now has maintained so much of, and seems to have done a few things we didn't know, even Baby, that the character she played in Dirty Dancing could do. So a lot of folks are pulling for her, but Brandy has steadily improved in this competition, and some think it could come down to the two of them. But even Sarah Palin has it. He received the lowest score from the judges, which means that the fans are definitely keeping her in this thing. And he's still a bit steamed about his recent interview with Today Show host Matt Lauer. So Kanye West says his post-Thanksgiving Day performance on the NBC Morning Show, canceled. He went on Twitter last Friday and says, "I'm not performing on the Today Show for obvious reasons. I'm so happy the world got to see just a small piece of the setup." West is taking issue with the fact that during the interview with Matt Lauer, they played footage of President Bush and, of course, the remarks that West made about President Bush and his feelings about black people related to the Katrina post-storm situation. And then they also played him interrupting Taylor Swift. It's a news program. That's what they do.
Debt collectors with phone calls and letters. Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Be one of the first 100 callers to get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-216-1218. That's 800-216-1218. 800-216-1218.
People take a dangerous gamble every day with their finances by driving without an auto warranty. One breakdown could leave you with no way to work. One repair could cost you thousands of dollars. Cover America has announced affordable mechanical breakdown coverage at direct-to-the-public pricing. This is the same type of coverage dealers offer at a substantial discount. With this protection, Cover America pays your repair shop directly, no waiting for checks. Plus, most plans come with 24-hour roadside assistance and car rental included. If your car has less than 150,000 miles, you could automatically qualify. Call for a free, no-obligation coverage quote from one of our friendly specialists. You'll get free information on the type of coverage that's best for you. Call 800-320-6405. Don't risk wiping out your savings on expensive car repairs. Call for your free, no-obligation quote now. 800-320-6405. 800-320-6405. That's 800-320-6405.
Good morning and welcome to Daybreak USA. Thanks for joining us. We are joined once again by a championship coach, two-time national champion, five-time national coach of the year. Last time we spoke to Coach Bobby Bowden, his book, Called to Coach, Reflections on Life, Faith, and Football, the topic of discussion this morning. Coach Bowden joins us to talk about a DVD series that he's a part of, Get Coached by Bobby Bowden. God, Family, and Football. Inspiration, Motivation, Action. Coach Bobby Bowden, how you doing this morning?
Doing fine. How y'all doing out there?
We're doing good. Doing good. This is a great series. We've looked at all the coaches that are a part of this series. We're really happy and excited about the fact that this is kind of a continuation of what your book is about, how you share in little vignettes.
You pick up a book and you read it, or you pick up a short segments, two and a half minute segments on different subjects by all of us. I think there's five of us, and we're talking about our philosophy of life. And maybe some things that we've learned in our years of coaching that might help some youngster coming up, some young boy, some young girl, or some family. Everybody wonders how did you do it, and that's what I did when I came up. I read about every coach I could find to read about, try to find out what they did to win. So that was the idea behind it.
Coach Bowden, who were some of the coaches that, as you were coming up, you looked at and borrowed from some of what it is they did and made it a part of what you used to coach championship teams at Florida State?
Well, I had my favorites, so there's no doubt about it, but being from Alabama, being raised in Alabama, naturally Bear Bryant and Shug Jordan, both of them coached 25 years at Auburn in Alabama, and that was when I was young coming up, and I was able to follow them and watch them. But another coach that played a very big part in my coaching career was Darrell Royal from Texas.
Oh.
He was always one of my favorites. Mm. And I studied him a lot to try to find out how he did it.
Speaking of studying, Coach Bowden, as we talked about the last time in conversation about your book, the Word of God is something you've studied. The Word of God is something that has defined how you've led your life and also how you've led your teams and how you try to inspire young men of all ages through the course of your coaching tenure. Talk about discipline and integrity, which are some of the short little segments that are part of your DVD, Get Coached by Bobby Bowden.
Yeah. Well, you know, for years and years, when I was coming up young, and some people have the misconception that a coach is a dirty old man that's mean and bad and beats up people and this and that, you know what? And that's not a true picture. A man doesn't have to be mean or you know, to be a successful coach.
Absolutely.
And of course, the best coach that's ever been has been our Savior, you know. And the best ways to live is live by the commandments that were given to us. And so there's no reason that can't fit right into coaching.
Absolutely, absolutely. You talk about stewardship in this DVD, and that, I think, is what you would describe yourself as a leader of young men. And we talked the last time about how coaches like yourself are usually the fathers that a lot of these players that you've coached over the years never had. Talk a little bit about stewardship.
Well, you know, I think the main thing that we coaches must face is that we are leaders. Well, we're leaders. We're role models where we want to be or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a matter of what kind of role model you want to be.
Right.
You know, every now and then you'll hear some athletes say, "Well, I'm not a role model. I'm not interested in being a role model." Well, yeah, you are too. You just it's just caught in which kind you want to be. You know what?
Absolutely.
So that's kind of what my book is about. It's entitled "Called to Coach," because I felt like I was called to coach.
Mm-hmm.
And try to do it right. Now, for me to sit up and say I was perfect and I always did it right, no, that would be wrong. That'd be wrong. There'd be a lot of things I would change if I had it to go over again. Most of it in the early parts of my coaching career.
Mm-hmm.
The older I got, the wiser I got, you know?
Yes.
But I always felt like, as a coach, that I had a responsibility to those boys, like you just mentioned. Once they get under you, you're the daddy.
Yeah.
I used to tell mothers and daddies when I'd be recruiting their son in their home, I'd say, "Now look, when your boy comes to Florida State, y'all ain't the parents no more.
That's
the way for
right.
all I am. You
mm-hmm.
know what? And I'm gonna try to do it like y'all want me to do it." You know, it's a funny thing. Parents, naturally, we all want our kids to be good.
Right.
Now parents can be bad.
That is
they
true.
They still want the kids to be good.
That's very
you know
true.
What? And so they appreciate that, and that's what they want.
And, you know, you talked the last time about how when kids came to Florida State, you told their parents, "All right, listen, I'm telling you how I'm going to try and guide them. I'm going
yeah.
to try to give them some sort of spiritual foundation. And one Sunday I'm going to take them to a white church. And then another
yeah.
Sunday I'm going to take them to a black church. And I'm
yeah.
going to try to give them this well-rounded view both of
yeah.
life and of faith that you believe was a foundation of how you coach and what kind of men they could grow up to be and what kind of players they could be."
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing I want them to know when they came to Florida State, that race don't mean nothing. You know, color of your skin doesn't mean – that's no separation to us, you know.
Amen.
And that's why I would take them to a white church and a black church. I'm talking about everybody. They had to go. They had to go because I told their parents that's what I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I also told the parents, "Now, if you don't want me to include your son, I won't do it." You know it. But, you know, like I say, they all want their kids to be good. And so to show them that in Tallahassee, Florida, that they were welcome to any church they wanted to go to, no matter what the color of their skin is. You know it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a team chaplain that they all really enjoyed. And, you know, we had devotions with our players. We had prayer with our players. We read scripture to our players. And that's the way we did it.
And, you know, when you hear so much talk among fans and among media that say that coaches have to be tough disciplinarians and they have to crack whips and they have to do all of these things that seem to, in the minds of some that just oftentimes don't know, drive players to excellence. You've proven with 2 national championships and 5 National Coach of the Year awards that leading by example and by faith has been successful. Coach Bobby Bowden, Get Coached, The DVD series is a great way to take some of those points from your book and give people a chance to watch and listen. Glad we had a chance to give you an opportunity to share some of what it is that folks will get a chance to get in this DVD. I always like talking to you, sir.
Hey, it's great to talk to you, man.
Listen, enjoy your day. Thank you. You too. Now, stay close. Daybreak USA is rolling on in minutes.
IRN USA Radio Sports. This is John Clemens. Fred Jackson ran for 133 yards and a touchdown, plus had a receiving score as the Bills held off the Lions 14-12 at Ralph Wilson Stadium. With that win on Sunday, Buffalo gets their first win of the season, with the Bills off to a 0-8 start. This has been their worst start since they went 0-11 to begin the 1984 campaign. Bills head coach Chan Gailey dedicated his first win to his father.
About him today, because of the way he brought me up to persevere, to keep fighting. Being the Marine that he was, just kept fighting. And I'm appreciative of that.
Ryan Fitzpatrick finished 12 of 24 for 146 yards with one TD for the Buffalo Bills as they win their first of the season. You're listening to IRN USA Radio Sports.
More hair naturally? That's what you really want. No drugs or plugs, just a full, healthy head of hair. Our new scientific breakthrough handles the multiple causes of thinning hair for both men and women with an intensive four-tier attack. Our exclusive patented program breaks down DHT, the medically recognized cause of hair loss, plus increases scalp circulation, nutrition, and removes environmental chemical buildup. Now your hair can grow naturally, thicker, and fuller. Easy to use, just a few minutes every other day. If your hair loss is within the last 15 years, call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Call right now. We'll double your order for free up to 1 year. Call 888-965-HAIR, a thicker, fuller, more luscious head of hair again. Call 888-965-HAIR. That's 888-965-HAIR. Or go to iwantmyhair.com.
The Rangers, now with a two-game winning streak, head to Pittsburgh on Monday night to take on the Penguins. On Sunday afternoon, it was New York all over the Oilers 8-2 at Madison Square Garden. That win gave New York their second-largest lopsided win over the Oilers at home in franchise history. The Rangers laid a 10-2 win over Edmonton in their first trip to Manhattan back on October 24, 1979. Oilers coach Tom Rennie says they need to get more physically involved in their games.
It would have been nice to have something like that happen a little earlier to maybe wake our bench up and get guys engaged. If anything, at this point in time, that's what we need to do more of is get emotionally connected to the game. And oftentimes that takes a physical commitment.
Edmonton has lost four in a row, including Friday's overtime setback at New Jersey. John Clemens, IRN USA Radio Sports.
Twelve minutes before the hour, Daybreak USA continuing on a Monday, 15th day of November 2010. Time to check in with our political analyst from the University of Texas in Arlington, Political Science Department, Dr. Alan Sachs. Good morning. How you doing?
Well, the lights went out in New York.
Yeah, and the lights came on, at least, or the
for the Cowboys.
Yeah, lights came on for the Cowboys.
In a more serious vein, though, they believe that, well, some of the football players, actually, once the lights went out, boy, they hit the ground, and I don't blame them whatsoever. Some people believe it was another trial run for terrorism. I have no idea whether that claim is true or not. But it is very scary because you don't believe that lights in a huge stadium like in the Meadowlands are going to go out, and they did. So it was quite troubling. In the end, the Cowboys won with a new coach, and that is good. Perhaps more importantly, Congress is coming back in what is called a lame duck Congress,
mm-hmm.
and they are going to tackle taxes. And appointments, Democrats have a real issue on their hands, which will not necessarily happen immediately, but whether they want to keep Speaker Pelosi as their new minority chairman. And that's going to be an interesting battle just within the Democratic Party. But taxes are first on the agenda for this lame duck session. And there's a lot of tax issues about tax cuts, whether to extend the so-called Bush tax cuts indefinitely or to have a compromise. And this is what it looks like is going to happen. There's going to be a compromise because President Obama will not yield on some of it. So it looks like there's going to be a compromise that both sides, Republicans and Democrats, will agree that the tax cuts on the middle income and lower income will stay, but the tax cuts on $200,000 single income and $250,000 for a couple will be extended, but only for a time period, like 1 or 2 years, and then they'll revisit that later on. So it looks like that's going to be the compromise between Democrats and Republicans on the tax cut issue. But there's lots of other events out there that have not been getting proper attention, and one of them is of course, the Middle East again.
Mm-hmm.
And in Iraq, they finally have formed a government, but it does not look like it's too good in our favor in that the Sadrists, some people might remember, there was...
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Agreement and everything will be fine, and we agree with the government and all the great principles, and in the end it looks like it'll be back to square one all over again. But we'll have to wait and see if my bad prediction ever comes true, and I hope not.
Dr. Alan Sachs, a political science professor at the University of Texas in Arlington, political science department. Okay, the nuclear treaty with Russia that the president says is going to be a objective of his, according to some Republican senators, it's going to need a little tweaking before it becomes reality. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a bad deal according to some Republicans. It lowers the missile count on both sides. There is a part of it which deals with inspection, which is very important, that there'll be on ground inspection of the agreement. But it's called, I think, it's another part of the START treaty, you know, where we begin to move nuclear weapons down quite a few notches and the numbers of them. But some Republicans say that if you look in the treaty a lot, it is to the disadvantage of the United States. And that will be debated out, I think, on the floors of the United States Senate. What is interesting, President Obama wants the treaty ratified now, and especially maybe in the lame duck session, because the Republicans will have a few more senators, six more, in the new session that will start in January of next year. And it takes a two-thirds vote to ratify a treaty of that sort. and he will not have it necessarily in his pocket after the first of the year. So the chances of ratifying that treaty are right now. But it's going to be a little bit of a battle, but probably they'll tweak it, and it'll be ratified in the end.
Dr. Alan Sachs, Cowboys Sooners victorious this weekend. Maybe a good start to your week. We'll check in with you on Thursday.
Thank you very much.
Stay close. Entertainment news. Check that. Hey, we're just about done this hour. Stay close.
Is the most crazy nowadays, the weather or the economy? What if I told you I had a way for you to control both? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby from the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Chances are, you can't do a rain dance or block out the sun when it's too hot. But if you built your own home business with the 3-Step Plan and you didn't like the weather, you could move to a better climate, like Hawaii. All you need is a telephone and internet access, and you can build a home business with the 3-Step Plan. Since President Obama is probably not asking your opinion on the economy, why not earn some extra money and security with your own 3-Step Plan home business? Our mini franchise business system is affordable and proven to help you succeed. We could even have customers calling you. To get control of your life, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-637-6122. 800-637-6122.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. 1-800-773-9609. That's 1-800-773-9609. Stop the dizziness. Call 1-800-773-9609. That's 1-800-773-9609.
Three minutes before the hour, let's put the wraps on this edition of Daybreak USA. Our thanks to Dr. Alan Sachs, Coach Bobby Bowden, and from Men's Health Magazine, Greg Stebbin, giving us the skinny on what it is we need to be mindful for, when we're going to our local drugstore and purchasing over-the-counter stuff. Good information. The latest edition of Men's Health, I believe page 122, Drugstore Confidential is the article. So always good stuff for men and women inside Men's Health. Now, I doubt very seriously I'm going to be seeing this movie. I mean, I may have watched 20 minutes of all of these Harry Potter films just to kind of figure out what the heck is going on. Understand that J.K. Rowling is successful because these books that have been turned into movies have just been wildly popular. And our good friend from Fandangle.com, Harry Medved, says, as does Mr. Movie Phone, amazing what the 19th of November will mean for theaters everywhere. So all the anticipation running for this latest Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. But one of the things they're talking about is this movie will include the first on-screen kiss between Daniel Radcliffe's title character and Hermione, played by Emma Watson. Now, Krista Gahila, you mentioned that you don't recall in any of what it is you've talked to with friends and fans of the series who have read the books that there was ever anything in the book that had the two of them kissing.
Yeah, I was never told. So, and I would think that